Mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside, broke down, and wept bitterly. Why does Peter weep? Because he has disowned Jesus. What is this first image? What is the first image that pops into your mind when you hear the word disown? Countless TV shows and movies recount family members saying to one another, "I disown you." There are few things in this life more broken than family ties dissolved. Can you imagine your closest friend or spouse or a child or mother saying, "I disown you"? The betrayal, the shame, the pain and loneliness. Peter denied his friend, his rabbi, his God in tonight's reading. "Are you not one of this man's disciples?" he replied. "Girl, I am not. I do not know him." The man he confessed to be the Christ, the Son of the living God, he now confesses to be a stranger. Someone else saw him and said, "You are one of them." Again, he denied it with an oath. "I am not. I do not know the man." The very Jesus who at the transfiguration shined before Peter with all the glory of God, he now, by an oath before God, says he doesn't know him. Then about an hour later, the servant whose ear Peter, a relative of the servant who Peter cut off's ear, said, "Didn't I see you with him in the olive grove?" Then Peter began to call down curses on himself, and he swore to them, "I do not know this man you're talking about." Jesus, who has been his rabbi and friend and shepherd, and this Jesus, Peter says, "I don't know this man." Peter doesn't just deny his discipleship. He says he's never even heard of Jesus. What a change. What a change from the Peter who earlier this very night said, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." Peter was resolute. He was determined. He was focused. But in the end, none of that really mattered. He was tempted and he failed. Tempted not by God, for God tempts no one. Peter was tempted by the devil, the world, and his sinful nature. What is temptation exactly? The Greek word means test or trial. We are in a campus town, and everyone here has been to school, so we are all experts on tests. Peter's test had only one question. Are you not one of this man's disciples, true or false? He thought himself prepared for this test, but he flunked. Peter, and indeed all of us, cannot by our own reason or strength endure life's temptations or pass life's tests. Psalm 127 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain." Along those same lines, unless our Heavenly Father delivers us from temptation, our work is useless. If it were not for our Lord's daily and abundant provision of grace, we would deny Him every day, just like Peter. I love Luther's prayer for pastors, especially the end, which can apply to you no matter what you do on a day-to-day basis. He says, "Use me as your instrument, only do not forsake me, for if I am left alone, I shall easily bring it all to destruction." Amen. That is what we should pray in the midst of temptation. We should pray that He would be near us, that He would never leave us alone. Because when we are near Him, He delivers us from evil. And that is what we sang in our Lenten theme hymn, "O Christ, you walk the road, our wandering feet must go. Stay with us through temptation's hour to fight our ancient foe." And we pray that He would stay with us because where He is, there is forgiveness of sins. We read tonight that all the disciples deserted Jesus and fled. While away from Jesus, Peter denied him three times, and so did all the others. But when Jesus is resurrected and he's once again near the disciples, what does he call them? Deserters? Betrayers? No. He calls them friends. Because of his death on the cross, they are his friend, and so are you. Eat his body and drink his blood and be the closest to God that any human being can be in this world. And for what purpose does he give this meal? For the forgiveness of sins. In conclusion, may our Lord lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And when our feet give in to temptation and wander, may he return us to the safety of his flock. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus into life everlasting. Amen.